Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. Guys, I've got another very special interview today. I've got one of my own personal guides. You know that these interviews are really all about helping you meet and get inside the minds of other great personal development coaches, other guides, other amazing entrepreneurs who have rock solid mindsets or tools that you can use to make your lives even better. And I figured, what better than to introduce you to one of the guys who helped me, right? One of the guys who was part of my support team, a person who I learned a ton from. And I'm sure you will too, especially because, you know, before I got into what he does, like what his air and food is, I never heard about it. I didn't know anything about it. So I thought this would be a super exciting way to introduce you to the incredible world of Gene Keys and my good friend Dan, who is a personal development consultant specializing in Gene Keys, which I'm going to let him define because I have my own sort of definition that I've kind of cobbled together, but I'm going to let the expert get to it. So, Dan, off to you.
Pleasure to be here, Dan. Thanks for the intro. I guess we'll start with the most popular question about what the Gene Keys are. So the Gene Keys transmission, it's a living transmission of wisdom. And it came through in early 2000s where a guy from the UK, Richard Rudd, started to receive these downloads for this wisdom transmission that's now here on Earth. And yeah, so basically everyone has a Gene Keys hologenetic profile based on the exact time they were born and the date that they were born and where they were born in the world. So it's based on common astrology, but it's also based primarily on the 64 archetypes of the I Ching, or the I Ching as some people refer to it. So we have these archetypes playing out in our realities, and until you focus in and put attention and awareness onto these archetypes, they'll play out as shadow patterns in your reality. And they're self-sabotaging, dysfunctional patterns that trip you up in your relationships, work, life in general. So when you come to the Gene Keys, you get a hologenetic profile, which is it's basically a sacred geometrical imprint that was imprinted at your time of birth. And basically, it's got your archetypes. And these are the archetypes that you're here to master. So you don't have to master archetypes outside of that spectrum. But as soon as you start to look at and read and listen to these archetypes, these Gene Keys, they come alive in your reality. And as you experience, Dan, it's like next level magic and synchronicity, and just such an empowering process to actually come into contact so deeply with these archetypes that are running through our lives and have been running through our lives since day dot.
Yeah, it's so cool. So my experience of that, you know, the way I've been thinking about it as well, to give you another way to think about it, is that we were all born with biological genetics, right? And this is also explained actually in the Gene Keys when you go into like the introduction of the book, I think.
Yeah.
You say like, well, you've got genes and you've got 64 genes and not everybody has the same genetics, right? And so whatever genes you have will determine who you are, how you show up in the world in terms of your body, right? But you also have a spiritual body. So you have like spiritual genetics, and not everybody has the same spiritual genetics. And whatever you have determines how you show up in the world. And what I thought was so cool because, yeah, you know, I've dabbled a little bit in astrology. I've checked out human design. Human design was actually really impressive to me. But every once in a while, you find someone or something, an experience that puts a mirror up to your face, and you can actually see just what the hell has been going on in your life. And Gene Keys was that for me, because when you don't know, for example, your own physical genetics, the things that happen to your body may look like a complete mystery. And it could look like, oh my God, I mean, I'm trying to do what everybody else is doing, but for me, it's not working. What the hell? What's wrong with my body? And you don't realize that actually, no, your body is fine. You're just doing the wrong things for it. And when you learn, for example, how to eat for your body, then you get super healthy. but you need to know what your body needs and how it works. And I feel like gene keys are the same sort of thing for me spiritually, where it's like, okay. That's why all these things that I've been trying my entire freaking life have not worked, because they're not supposed to, right? It just doesn't work with me, my makeup. And then learning that, finding out what it was, like you're saying, like, you know, when you're not aware of how you're supposed to show up, how you're supposed to behave, how you're supposed to be in this world, then you can get all sorts of chaos and negative results and all sorts of confusion. And the gene keys really helped me. And by the way, I got the Venus sequence and the Pearl sequence as well, so I can keep on my education. So when I started digging into this, it really opened my eyes to, and we'll get into specifics for you guys in a second, really opened my eyes to just how I can show up powerfully in the world in a way that is specific and like resonates with me. So I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not trying to act like anybody else. I'm not trying to take a thing that I've seen someone else do successfully in business, for example, and apply it to me, then wonder what's broken in me that it's not working. Totally. And I think that was a gorgeous piece of clarity.
Nice, man. Yeah, it is so next level. It's ridiculous. And explaining it to someone who hasn't really felt or pushed into the transmission for it to actually literally come alive in their reality, it's a bit hard to explain sometimes. But a basic way of looking at it, there's so many ways of introducing it or talking about it. But basically, we've all got a different physical vehicle, and it's like a map of how you come out of your suffering. It's like, here's how you drive your vehicle. Here's the archetypes that are running through your vehicle. And the human design system is beautiful too, because it gives you a structure. And it's like, okay, here's how your auric field works with the environment. Here's how your decision-making works. Here's some set aspects of your being that you really need to understand, because you're not like everyone else. Once you start learning about these different characteristics that you've actually got and you've inherited this lifetime, life just becomes easier, because you're playing to how your physical vehicle wants to move through reality. So it's next level in that way, for sure.
One piece of comfort, and then I want to get into like some specific stories that you see. I'm sure you've seen some crazy shit and experienced some crazy shit in your world too, because you're like, this is what you do. That for me, it provided me with a lot of chill. That's what it really gave me, I think, more than anything else. Because, yeah, I mean, it can happen to us very easily, to anybody, to see, well, I'm trying to live like everybody else. I'm trying to do the things that everybody told me to do. Why isn't this fucking working?
Yeah. You know,
why are my relationships broken? I'm saying the things that everybody else is saying. I'm taking the advice out of the right books. I'm following the advice, you know, for my business that all the coaches are saying. I'm doing all the weight loss shit that I've seen online, and yet nothing's working. What the hell, right? And then looking into that was kind of really, it added a level of calm and self-trust, because I realized like, oh, okay, cool. I don't need to be like that. I get to be like me once I understand what me is.
It's like with the shadow patterns, because the shadow patterns are like our blind spots. So our shadow patterns don't feel good. You know, you got unease, conflict, stress, dissatisfaction. It's like we push down and away these shadow patterns. And once we start to embrace them and learn about them, it's like we're starting to build a new relationship with these archetypes that are playing out. But because they're so uncomfortable, we push them away, all unconsciously, but that's how they remain in the shadows. But actually reading and listening about these archetypes, it actually gets you more familiar with the frequencies of these shadows, so you can start picking them out, and your awareness can penetrate these patterns and transmute them and transcend them and actually raise the frequency of these archetypes in your reality. And because of that, we start to inhabit and ground and anchor into our physical bodies more, because there's not all of those unease and turbulence and everything that's underneath in the unconscious sort of running the show. So it's hugely empowering for anyone to come across and just start to have a bit of a look into their keys, because they hold everything. They're literally running the story of our existence on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll give you an example. This is the one that like really shook me. And you remember, actually, Dan, during one of our sessions, it just kind of like clacked. I'm like, oh, okay, now I totally understand the biggest pattern that might have been running up throughout my entire life. So I have a gene key that shows up like four times in my profile. That's the 26th gene key, right, Dan? It's the one where if you don't get it, if you're not aware of it, you're acting under those shadow frequencies that you were talking about, that you show up as prideful and full of will, right? Whereas throughout my entire life, I always had this thought that if I don't make something happen, it's not going to happen, which is a really easy thing to think about, right? Because like, what are you really trying to tell me? Like, I can stand on my hands and things will happen to me? No, fuck that. Like, if I want to make money, I have to go make money. If I, you know, want a business, I have to go make the business. If I want clients, I have to go get them. And with this will, you know, I used to think like, oh, I can will myself through everything with like the power of discipline and everything controlling life, like white knuckling the steering wheel. But it created a lot of issues. One, because you can't control life. It's not how it works. Like, you're a part of life. Life isn't necessarily a part of you. And like, the universe has a bigger vision of what's going on than you do. So it's like, who the hell are you to try to control the universe? But I didn't get that, right? Because all I knew is that my life wasn't working the way that I wanted to, and I needed it to work this way. And so in order to kind of balance myself out and feeling out of control, I filled myself up with pride in order to, you know, feel good about my will and what I was doing. And the fact that it was really kind of unnatural for me, and that created a lot of issues, because then when things didn't work out my way, I got really upset, or I tried to like will even more, right? And I would burn myself out because of all the energy I was expending.
Yeah.
And things were working, but it didn't feel great. And so when I read this, it was like someone ripping me open and showing me this thing that had been, it's like, you know, the elephant in the room, but the elephant in the room is there and it takes up 80% of the room. And you just can't see it. That's what it was like for me. And all of a sudden, it was this big fucking thing in my apartment. I'm like, oh, God, how long has you been here forever? Oh, okay, cool. Well, what do we do? And so I kept on reading into the gene keys, and it was instructing me there. Okay, cool. Well, the first thing you got to do is realize that there's a difference between what you want and what the universe wants for you. And the universe wants the best for you. It's not like, if I trust the universe, it's going to drop a piano on me, because that's not it, right? So it's, I had to learn how to trust in myself and the universe even more. And that allowed me to start dropping my levels of pride as a self-defense mechanism and start really relaxing in this issue of will and thinking that, okay, you know, maybe I can have what I want and I don't need to white knuckle it through. I don't need to be a control freak anymore. I get to chill out and I get to have what I want and I get to kind of flow and be easy and go with the ways of life. And what was amazing is that it's not like my life got better as a result of this work, but I felt a whole lot better about it. It's like nothing changed except for the fact that I got to chill out. I got to really relax and, you know, drop anxiety and everything. It was beautiful.
And for someone with your design, just that in itself just creates everything from that space, because you're basically dropping back into your core stability, into your physical vehicle. And then everything starts to flow from that space, abundance, wholesome relationships, collaborators, everything like that starts to change, because you've basically just been through this process where you've cleaned up the four major archetypes, the four pillars of who you are in this life. You've basically gone through and dredged up these shadow patterns in a way. And because of that, the transmission comes and actually lives in your physical body. So it's sort of permeating everywhere that you are. And even in your example, that 26th gene key, it's like for you to understand that particular genetic archetype in your life, that's huge and revelatory, because then you start to understand it's like you were born with the big motor. Not everyone's got a motor. And you've got this huge will. So where you're utilizing that will and where you're putting that energy into is a major aspect of how you're moving with the forces of existence. But and if you're going against the forces of existence, you're just going to end up exhausted time and time again. And that's what people are doing. Like literally, it's until they become aware that they're not actually in the flow or aware of these shadow patterns, they just continuously trip us up. So it's fascinating for me to actually like witness people coming through this process as well. And especially with this container that we've just been in, it's magic. It works every single time, because it's like you're in a container and you're basically bringing all the juice. You're calling up all the juice, that you want to be made aware of, that your awareness wants to penetrate, so you can actually live out the gifts and the gift frequencies instead of more of the shadow frequencies. So you're constantly going up in these frequency bands. And when you do that, the synchronicity and the magic and the relationships, they all just start to come online in a way that just wasn't possible before because of these lower frequencies that were running the story of your life.
I want to hear your stories. It's so funny that I haven't actually asked you about this until now. I'm usually the guy who's like, well, tell me the results. Like, I want to know the transformation. Also, because I'm a coach and I just love, like, I love sharing these stories because I know this is kind of like what makes us tick. Tell us some of your like awesome transformation stories with us.
Well, personally, I can talk about myself personally. I had a human design reading back in like 2010 or 11. And it was basically like someone gave me a play sheet of how to play life. It's like, this is what type you are. Here's what to do. Here's how to make your decisions. Here's not what to do. And it's basically, it gave me a play sheet and it was very practical for me. And I was like, oh, well, this works. And I started following that. And then a few years later, the Gene Keys came into play and I just knew that there was something special about them. I didn't really get it straight away. And many people don't, because there's a huge book and there's a chart that you get and it's just got all numbers and words, and some of them are very foreign, some of them are very familiar. So a lot of people just get turned off or overwhelmed when they first come to it, but it's so much easier than they think. But when this starts to come alive in your reality, it starts to thread into your consciousness. So you're learning about these archetypes and they start to thread into your thought forms. And it's like, oh, that's right, I read that somewhere. And that's your awareness penetrating a pattern. So you're basically filling your consciousness with this transmission and it actually lands in your reality to show you what's up with all of these patterns. But on a broader scale, every single person who picks it up and runs with it, it changes the game of their reality. Like literally, like it's crazy because it changes the way you look at yourself. It changes the way how you drive your physical vehicle. It changes the way you turn up in relationships. The ownership and accountability, which is a huge part of the whole work and a huge part of our development as humans in relationships, is where it's all at. And through owning our shadow patterns, we then get to empower ourselves and not project or blame, or, you know, when these triggers go off or upsets or emotional charges go off within ourselves, we're just wired to project out on the other. And so when we start to get that, oh, okay, no, this is my shadow pattern, this is my thing to own, that's when we empower ourselves, because we're actually owning what we used to project out onto the external environment. And that's where the alchemical changes in the body happen. And it's a reprogramming language for our DNA. So you're literally reading this book and listening to these audios about these specific archetypes, genetic keys that are here to unlock your specific code. And it actually reprograms your DNA. So it's not a book that you might pick up and read and then be able to talk about it straight away sometimes. It's like, because it's going through the logical mind and into the deeper parts of ourselves. And it's literally set up. We've got dormant memory codes inside us that are specifically designed to be activated through the transmission. It's like our DNA, we have a, you can't see it because it's a podcast, but you can't see what I'm doing with my hands, obviously, but basically, these archetypes unlock these keys, activate and unlock things in our DNA, and our DNA starts to unwind. And the light that's trapped within our DNA starts to flush out into our electromagnetic field and our environments. And it's literally an activating transmission that will just take your life to the next level. And it works every single time. It's crazy. But it just, the clause on that being that you can't just pick it up and read a gene key or here and there and put the book down. It takes some persistence to actually penetrate the transmission. You need to penetrate a gene key or a set of gene keys in order for the transmission to come alive. And that's where a lot of people miss the magic, because they come to it and they get very excited and they read a few keys and they put the book down and they miss the magic. But that's what the work that we've done together and the work that I really like to do with people, because we go to the depths, is really diving into it and getting as much juice as we can out of these archetypes and then bouncing those experiences to anchor them in. And that's where we get the core stability from. So,
love it.
I went off on a bit of a tangent.
No, it's totally cool.
Sometimes, but that's pretty much the spectrum. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's great, because I want you, the listener, to know that this is something that you can do, right? And if you try it, like, this is what you've got to do in order to make it work for you. Like, for me, I'm kind of taking a few weeks off now, as Dan recommended for me. But when I'm in it, I got the Gene Keys book and I got it on my phone. And then I got the narration as well. I read it sometimes. I listen to it sometimes. I listen to it dedicated sometimes. Like I'll just sit down and listen to it or sit down and read it. Or I'll have it playing as I'm doing something else. So then I have like my conscious and my unconscious and like everything, you know, trying to approach it different times a day so that no matter where I'm at in terms of where my mind's at or my energy or whatever I'm doing, that I get like different ways to think about it. And that's been very helpful. And journaling on it and obviously talking about it helps and bouncing it off of someone else because, yeah, there are some words in there that are loaded. And there are some words in there that might not be used in the same way that we're commonly used to using them. So it's kind of nice to be able to bounce that off someone. And it could just be maybe just like a partner if you're gathering with a friend and just going through it and like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And every week we're going to sit there and talk about it and we're going to try to figure this shit out.
Which is basically what we're doing as human beings, trying to figure out what is going on.
Exactly.
With us and the world and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, totally, man. And everyone to their own pace as well. That's the way that we approach it. That's the way that I approach it. And I find the best results are. But, you know, people come and their thing might be to read a Gene Key a week. And that might work for them. But it's definitely not the way that I roll with it. But everyone, you know, there's no wrong way of doing it. But if you get a copy of Gene Key's book and just start becoming familiar with it when you've got the time or when you're feeling it, and I generally find in my experience that when it lands, it lands. And so I might talk to someone about it and it just doesn't click for them that now's the right time. It's just whatever's going on in their reality. But then a month or two later, or even a year or two later, it clicks and it lands. And it lands in such a way that it starts to take over and it just becomes addictive because it's like you're reading a story into your own mystery and unlocking your own mystery and empowering yourself every time that you're doing it through these insights. So.
Right.
It's
love
quite
it.
Addictive when you start to go deeper because nothing really has the, in my experience, I can only talk from that, but nothing really has the depth that this does because it's recalibrating people at a cellular level, like in a crazy way that has to be experienced.
That's so cool. So can you share some specific examples of like results that you've seen either people that you've worked with go through or that you personally have gone through? Like either in relationships or career or whatever?
Yeah, you come to it, you penetrate a gene key, and the design of the transmission is you penetrate a gene key and you will have a breakthrough. You'll know it's like, wow, that's it. Like you'll have a breakthrough or a set of insights that it's like, and you'll know that it's come alive in your reality. And it happens to everyone. It happens to everyone who persists with the penetration. So even in that, I suppose there's not a specific that I can speak into because it happens to everyone in a different way. And depending on which gene keys and what line numbers in the hexagram of the gene key, so it comes alive in a different way for everyone. But everyone's different in the way it catalyzes and comes alive. But basically it's set up so you do the activation sequence and that lands in your physical body. So you get this physical core stability that you've never had before. And then you go into the Venus sequence, and the Venus sequence is set up. So you go from the physical sequence into the emotional sequence, which is the Venus sequence. And it's basically going back into our first 3 7-year cycles of imprinting, where all of our wounding and our shadow patterns actually first become a thing. And that's the shadow, the genetic coping mechanisms that are designed to keep us safe, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And we start to unlock and deconstruct these age-old patterns that we've taken into our adult lives, not knowing that they're there, and it starts to deconstruct. But every person who comes to it, it starts to deconstruct in a different way. And it does start to bring up content. Like it can bring a lot of intensity, but it needs that because it needs you to move through that intensity and not avoid the intensity or deny it, which is what we generally do with the shadow. Anything uncomfortable that starts to bubble up, we reorient. Or we move away from because we're not used to going through the uncomfortability. But going through the uncomfortability, that's where the magic is. And that's where the whole transformation occurs within the work.
I love that. There is that concept, and it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of shadow work lately that the Gene Keys really got me into. That I feel like we grow up thinking, if we even know of the concept of the shadow. So if the concept of the shadow is new for you, really, the shadow was a concept brought up to us by Carl Jung, who sort of labeled the shadow for everything in us that we don't really like. It's the darker side of us. Start shit up and just break things for like no reason. A part of it that just has the urge. It's one of the reasons why I just hate routine. Because if I have routine, if I have structure, my shadow will break it. And if I don't break it, it'll make me really upset. And that's one of the reasons why I had a nervous breakdown, or almost nervous breakdown, when I was in corporate America. There's too much structure. My shadow was freaking out. And so I always thought that like these parts of us are things that we need to reject, or we need to heal, or we need to fix, or we need to get out of us, right? And the Gene Keys was the first time that I really got to see that, oh, actually, it's not. Actually, the way through it is to understand and love it and appreciate it for what it is so that you can move through it. Because for me, the moment that I didn't know that this is what I was doing back when I really started working on that lack of structure for me, when I didn't know that I was like learning to appreciate my shadow there and understanding, okay, cool. Well, if I just create this lifestyle for myself that doesn't have a structure, that is kind of new and moving, and then I kind of flourish in that, and that's what I did for myself, then I can become a whole lot happier by not by rejecting my shadow, by just kind of getting it, just really appreciating it and seeing that it's cool. And it changed my life.
Totally, man. And I guess going back to your question that I found it hard to answer, but I can talk about my own experience, which is the best experience to talk about because I know it well. And it's basically with men, especially because I can only talk from being a man, but it is the human condition for females and men that we're very, you know, we're in the head because we have this mental defense mechanism that's basically there to override the emotional body and keep us safe. So in my design and my keys, I've got a lot of potentially mentally engaged keys. And I was very, like early on in the personal development days, I was very cut off from my emotional body. I had this numbness there that a lot of people do. And by coming into the Gene Key and starting to understand these archetypes for myself, you know, you've got shadows such as psychosis, intellect, deafness, like these shadow patterns that are very mentally engaged. And because they're so mentally engaged, they don't give you a chance to inhabit your body and actually feel the emotion that's behind it. So one of the biggest things for me, and a lot of people could resonate with this too, because it's a massive part of our personal development and getting to know ourselves, is coming out of the head and into the heart and into the physical body. And I can't speak enough about how much core stability you get from this process, because it's like a self-cleaning transmission in that, like, you're not fixing things in a way. The transmission is coming and cleaning you up. And so things that were an issue couple of months down the track, it's like, oh, that's not a thing anymore, because it's been softened. The edges have been softened with the rigidity that was there, or the defense system that was there. So, and then, you know, understanding things like my mind, I've got this setup where my mind is there for others, but not for me. So in my coaching work and in my consulting or with keys or whatever the case may be, it's like, I can sort out anyone's issues because I've got this, they're called line fives in the system, and they're for other people. Never you. But for me to understand that and really get it, it gives you a permission to actually not be figuring out your own stuff, because you cannot figure your own stuff out the same way that you're figuring out and assisting other people. Like, your mind is in service of others, never yourself. And even that can take so much reconstruction and recalibration, because it's like, what do you mean my mind's not for me? What am I meant to use it for? And the answer to that is, like, we're meant to use our mind to play, to understand, to communicate. But once we start going in loops and tangents about how we're going to fix things, or the expectations about the future, or all these things, that they can make us deaf. So I guess that's some of the things that recalibrated within me, and through the transmission and through that ownership and accountability in relationships and understanding these little dynamics that are just so key, that once you understand, they're like permission that just start to unlock, and these new areas of flow just start to open when there wasn't, because you're starting to understand specifically how you're meant to operate in the world and how you're meant to live more in your gift and more into the civic frequencies, which are the higher states of being, which we haven't talked about much, but we started talking about the shadow more. But these Gene Keys have a shadow, gift, and acidic frequency, which is us living as our highest potential as human beings. which none of us are really there yet because we're still working it out. But through this system, we're basically constantly refining these behaviors. And in doing so, we're raising the frequency of these archetypes up through the gift and into the city and living better lives and lives of ease, lives of with wholesome relationships, lives of flow that we're meant to be living.
So yeah, Dan, where can people get their hologenetic profile? I know it's free. I can't remember the URL.
It is. You can either get it at jenkeys.com or my website is Activating Authenticity. I've got on there a basic rundown of what the Jenkeys are, and you can click the link on there to go and get your hologenetic profile, or you can go straight to jenkeys.com. But it's got some information on my work, obviously, on that website. And yeah, just a very simplified version of what the Jenkeys are, because it can be, there's a million different ways in which you could explain what the Jenkeys are. And, you know, sometimes I still get tongue-tied in trying to explain it to people, because it's so vast and it covers every area of our lives here on Earth, both inner and outer. So it's a big thing.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this and just wondering anything from like, still, what the hell are the Jenkeys? They sound fascinating, but still no idea what the hell they are. Or you're on the point of like, okay, kind of got it. Really want to get a sense of it. I highly recommend you go and get your free profile. The book is pretty cheap. You can get it on Amazon. It's like really affordable. You can just get that and start going through it. And then if you really want a guide, if you're really ready to sink your teeth into this and get, as Dan says, like the most juice out of it, Dan, you've got a 10-week program. Guys, I just did this and it's awesome. Really helps to have someone showing you the way. And oftentimes I'd have these little like blocks of understanding or blocks of perception that were preventing me from truly internalizing the Jenkeys. And Dan, in a matter of moments, just kind of like heard it, found my block, put it in a different way so that I could really receive the message. And it helped a ton. So that 10-week program is also on your website, right, Dan?
It is. And there's a link there too. If you need more information about that, just send me an email or send me a message and I'll be too happy to get back to people. But yeah, it is my preferred way of working with clients now because of the depth that we can achieve in such a short period of time. It really sets up a foundational shift that you can take with you for forever. So yeah, I'm excited about it and excited working with people like you too, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, super, super fun stuff. And guys, also, like, as you know, I'm pretty nerdy. I love to geek out on stuff and just read a ton and learn a ton. So the Jenkeys are like really fun for me. That's why I got like the next sequences as well, so that I could just geek out hard over this winter break coming out.
That you did.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So yeah, guys, learn it yourself. Check it out on your own. You could do that totally. Or you can go to Activating Authenticity, right? Activatingauthenticity.com. Check Dan out. Check out his work. It's really well worth your time to just explore the Jenkeys, learn more about yourself, learn more about how you are meant to show up. If you're having problems in your relationships or your work, or you're just not feeling like you're living life fully and it's leaving you dissatisfied or unhappy or unfulfilled, then it might be time to get a different kind of mirror and see yourself in a different way. Look at how you're approaching things in a different way, change things up, and maybe you'll just find, like I did, that you get to chill out and have everything you want at the same time. It's possible. What can I say? Go try it. And Dan, I'd love to have you back on here in a little bit after I go through the Venus sequence as well. We could talk about all the incredible developments from that as I start diving into relationships and my emotional past and all that stuff. I'm sure we're going to have some really fun stuff to share at that point.
I bet.
So thank you so much, Dan, for joining me on this adventure through the Jenkeys. I hope you, the listener, really dug this, really got a lot out of it. And if some of it was a little bit confusing, awesome, because Jenkeys are massive. And take that as a cue to just go check them out for yourself.
Cool, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show. And I've really enjoyed our communication and our connection over the last 3 months or so. It's been really great. So thanks for everything.
Guys, until next time, have an amazing rest of your day.